The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material. This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
I do not want to give an inch when it comes to any more COVID mandates.
If this president has the ability to mandate vaccines, what powers do we not grant this president? This should scare Democrats just as much as it scares Republicans.
I think he's got a pretty big credibility crisis on his hands because all of these problems showed up after he said something the exact opposite.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Here's Mike Gallagher.
You cannot overstate what a catastrophic week the Biden administration had last week. I mean, you got thousands and thousands of Haitian illegals in Del Rio, Texas. You've got a drone strike where Biden was going to show the world how tough he was and take out some ISIS-K terrorists. Instead, he wiped out a family of 10, 7 children, 3 adults. None of the ISIS-K targets apparently were taken out. France is livid with us. They recalled their ambassador from Washington because of a nuclear deal that we cut France out of. And then you got the Biden administration promising boosters are going to begin today. Now, he said that last week. And the FDA came along and said, not so fast. Not so fast. No boosters, at least now, except if you're 65 or older or vulnerable. When you're losing Chuck Todd of Meet the Press, you might have a problem. Check out this exchange between Willie Geist of NBC and Chuck Todd over Biden's... Now, Chuck Todd characterizes it as a pretty big credibility crisis. I would call it a catastrophe. Listen to this.
So we can talk about the border crisis. We can talk about the period of about 1 hour on Friday, where we learned that the drone strike that had been touted as an attack and a victory over ISIS actually killed a group of civilians, including 7 children. France recalling its ambassadors from Washington because of that nuclear deal they were cut out of between the United States and the UK and Australia. And also the COVID booster news that all came on Friday. How is the White House managing all this? And what do you expect to hear from the president at the UN on Tuesday?
Well, look, I think he's got a pretty big credibility crisis on his hands because all of these problems in some ways showed up after he said something basically the exact opposite. Afghanistan withdrawal wasn't going to be messy. This wasn't going to look like Saigon. The booster shots, he came out and essentially said 8 months and even indicated maybe we should start it as soon as 5 months. Now we're not sure if anybody under 65 is going to get a booster shot. He's had, and of course the border has been, you know, whether this is, we can talk about the border problems. You could say there's years in the making, but it's pretty clear we have a bigger problem now than we've had in years.
Wow. Chuck Todd of Meet the Press saying that Biden has a pretty big credibility crisis. Oh yeah, he's got a credibility crisis. Did you hear the chants from college football fans again all over the country? Blank Joe Biden. Blank Joe Biden. Biden, meanwhile, is riding around on his bike at the beach with reporters trying to get him to answer. He wasn't answering anything. What cut is that, guys? Listen to the reporters trying to as he's driving by on his bike, they're trying to get him to answer something. Cut 5. Listen to this.
Mr. President, what will you tell Emmanuel Macron?
Mr. President, when are you going to call Macron?
What are you going to tell Macron? You got a crisis with France. You got a crisis at the border. You got a crisis with COVID. And boy, do we have a crisis with COVID. I went to Disney World over the weekend and watched thousands of smiling, happy people. No more mask mandate at Disney in outdoor areas of the park. You got to wear a mask if you go inside. I mean, people are struggling with how are we going to move forward knowing what we know. Israel, 80% vaccinated. I had a conversation this morning before my day started in the hallways here at the radio station in Tampa Bay. And one of the people I was talking to kind of broke out in laughter. We don't mean to laugh at this. There's nothing funny about it. But when you hear about Israel, something powerful emerges. Israel has an 80% vaccination rate. Over 80% of the population of Israel is vaccinated. And yet, they are struggling mightily. Here's from Newsweek. COVID case data from Israel suggests that vaccination alone is not enough to completely halt the pandemic, experts have told Newsweek. Scientists around the world have been closely monitoring Israel. Israel currently has one of the worst... I mean, again, I don't mean to laugh either, but if Israel's 80% vaccinated and they have one of the worst rates of COVID cases per million people in the world, evidently the vaccines aren't doing what the vaccines are supposed to do. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say the vaccines are not the magic bullet we were promised. I mean, Israel had a very robust vaccination program. And Americans who are resistant to the vaccine are treated like grim reapers. You're a lunatic if you don't march out and get the vaccine. And now, of course, we're going to have to figure out what to do about the boosters. They don't know. Biden says starting Monday, September 20th, boosters for all. Boosters for one, boosters for all. FDA says, nope, we don't agree with that at all. Not enough data, not enough science to support that. Well, that's not going to slow down the Biden administration. I mean, what a time. Incidentally, I was thinking about Disney World and comparing it to my experience in New York City last week. Vaccine mandates. You got to show your vaccine passport to get into a Broadway theater. There's no vaccine requirement at Disney World where thousands of people get together. I guarantee you there was no vaccine mandate at those college football stadiums we saw all weekend long, was there? Did you go to a college football game? Did you have to show your proof of vaccination? The governor of Mississippi was on CNN over the weekend. Tate Reeves was talking to Jake Tapper and made a very important and profound point.
If this president has the ability to mandate vaccines, what powers do we not grant this president? What does he not have the ability to do? And for my friends on the left, I just want to point something out. This should scare you as well. This should scare Democrats just as much as it scares Republicans. Because the fact is, if we give unilateral authority by one individual to do anything that he wants to do, whether it's a jab in the arm or anything else, then this country is in deep, deep, deep trouble. And that's not something that I'm willing to stand by and allow him to do.
Is he right? Isn't he right to say if Biden gets the right to mandate vaccines, and he's already doing it to some degree, to a huge degree, how far does this go? How much power are you willing to give the government? I mean, Sarah Palin, the former governor of Alaska and vice presidential candidate, was on Fox News with Jesse Waters, made a good point about having to give in or give an inch to COVID mandates. She makes a great point that I keep hearing from my listeners every day as we see thousands and thousands of Haitians along the border. I mean, this crisis at the border has exploded. And incidentally, How did people from Haiti get to Del Rio? Remember when I took the radio show to the border and we broadcast from the border and we kept seeing people walking across the border into Arizona, brand new shoes, brand new clothes, backpacks that look brand new. They were being dropped off by vehicle right at the spot. Where was that town we were in Arizona? I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden. Say it out loud. Say it out loud, guys. Say it on the Discord, Derek. Was it? Yuma, that's right. So illegals were being dropped off by vehicle and walking right across the border into Yuma, Arizona. They weren't dirty. They weren't sweating. Didn't look like they had gone on a, 800-mile journey. It's because they're flying there. Who's paying for the airfare? How do you get from Haiti to Del Rio? Can anybody tell me? I'm waiting. 1-800-655-MIKE. Here's Sarah Palin with Jesse Waters.
So when you consider who it is coming over, we know that, okay, if COVID is such, life and death, literally, for this country, as we're told, these folks coming on over, unchecked, unvaccinated, I do not want to give an inch when it comes to any more COVID mandates when they're inviting people to come on over who are doing the complete opposite of what they're telling us to do.
You can't have both.
No.
You
are they wearing masks? Are they social distancing?
No.
Are they, no, they're not doing, no. And they're being invited in.
And they're being invited in.
Invited, and they're being encouraged to come here. You think we had this problem with Trump? This is a Biden crisis. He's got a bunch of crises. That's why I was so inspired by, I'm gonna play for you before we take your calls at 1-800-655-MIKE. I want you to hear the fans in Gainesville, Florida. Florida lost to Alabama over the weekend, but these Florida Gator fans have a message for Joe Biden. They have a message for the beast. They've got a message for lockdowns and mandates and tyrants who want to tell you how to live your life. I want to play this till the cows come home. End of the third quarter. These are the fans in Gainesville singing along to Tom Petty and that iconic hit. Listen carefully to the lyrics. You've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Hi, Mike. I just heard your comments about the governor from Mississippi asking what rights, what powers does the president not have? I agree with that question. What if a president decided to sterilize a certain group of women in the country?
Hi, Mike. I do not believe that there is a crisis at our southern border. I believe it is a plan, and it is a plan to destroy this country from within.
It's a powerful argument, because if the Biden administration was serious about the border crisis, they'd do something about it. I saw this morning they flew out 300 Haitian illegals back to Haiti. 300 out of 15,000. Wow, there's a giant, giant step in the right direction, huh? Not even a drop in the bucket. And again, I keep wondering, as I saw those illegals walking across the border with my own eyes in Yuma, brand new shoes, brand new clothes, brand new backpacks being dropped off by vehicle. How are the people from Haiti, how are these 15,000 Haitians in Del Rio, Texas? Let's start with Bill. Hey, Bill, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Interesting thing on geography, you can leave Key West, Florida, and be in Cuba in less than an hour and a half by boat.
Right.
You can be at the west end of Cuba in less than an hour, and I can then be in Isla Mujeres, Mexico, in an hour and 30 minutes by boat.
Mm-hmm.
The island of Hispaniola can do the exact same thing. You can island hop all the way over. A lot of the people we're looking at right now were here for were sent there and to the United States after the hurricane, mudslides, and earthquake,
right,
or tidal wave.
Right.
And so that's what you're seeing. That's why a lot of them were already in Central and South America, just like the Guatemalans here after an earthquake.
So they were already relocated out of Haiti before they came over here.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But the real problem is nobody ever goes home after things are okay.
Right, exactly. They don't go back. You know, and this is what I can't get out of my mind, Bill, and maybe you can address this. You sound pretty knowledgeable on this. I watched with my own eyes hundreds of illegals come across that Mexico-Arizona border in Yuma. And they weren't, you'd think, okay, these are, you know, these people have gone on a hundreds long mile journey. They're going to be filthy and sweaty and dirt. Brand new shoes, brand new backpacks, new clothes, being dropped off by vehicles. There's something else going on here, Bill, isn't there, in terms of where these how these people are coming across the border?
Oh, absolutely. They're being shipped out of there. Those countries realize, all of these other countries realize, we can't afford this.
Right. Right.
Even with the aid that we're sending down there, that's how Kamala Harris wants to take care of it, throw more money. Well, that money will be used for other stuff, buying buses,
and
only north.
Yeah, right.
That's what's happening.
Thanks, Bill. Great call. 1-800-655-MIKE. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
It's not about public health. If it was about public health, then you'd want to be very certain you knew the health status of people coming into the country. But these are the same public health experts who told us 2 summers ago that BLM rallies, the riots in progress, somehow couldn't spread COVID because they're magic or something. They're about civil rights, so they're not a health threat. What? These rules are so incoherent, they're an insult to science.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
They're not just an insult to science, they're an insult to the American people. They insult our intelligence every single day. Fauci is so discredited at this point. Even Jake Tapper calls him out. Over the weekend on CNN, Jake Tapper is trying to get Fauci to reconcile his belief that boosters are needed for everyone now. And who knows about boosters? I read an article about antibodies and how the rich are supposedly running around getting antibody tests all the time to try to stay on top of that issue. And it is a kind of a reasonable question. What's your antibodies level after a vaccine, after the shot? And I know there's different types. The one is the mRNA or the mDNA, and one is using supposedly part of the virus. So if I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in March, will my blood test show antibodies now? I don't know. And this article said that people that have access to, you know, concierge medicine and doctors, and they're running off getting antibodies tests. Well, what does that tell you? Somebody I know that had COVID, I've shared this with you a lot, it's anecdotal, but it's true, doesn't have any antibodies according to her blood test. And she subsequently became vaccinated or took the vaccine. So here's Jake Tapper asking Lord Fauci, on Wednesday you're saying that the FDA needs to approve this, that we need boosters, and if they don't, it would be a mistake. The FDA comes along and says to the Biden administration, sorry, no can do on boosters. Listen to this exchange between CNN's Jake Tapper and Tony Fauci.
On Wednesday, you said in an interview, quote, if they say we don't think there's enough data to do a booster, then so be it. I think that would be a mistake, to be honest with you. So on Wednesday, you said it would be a mistake. So, but now you're saying you don't think it was a mistake?
No, I mean, when I was saying that mistake, my own personal looking at this, again, just because I look at the data and say I would do it this way, that's the reason why we have qualified groups of people who together as a committee examine all the data and make a decision. So I have no problem at all with their decision. The thing that I'm saying is that data will continue to come in, and I believe you're going to see an evolution of this process.
Stop it. Turn it off. Just turn it off. Because now he has no problem. When you think something would be a mistake, as Fauci said on Wednesday, it'll be a mistake if the FDA doesn't greenlight us to do boosters. Well, now I've got no problem with it. What changed? What, the science changed? Did the data change from Wednesday to Sunday? Dr. Fauci? Of course not. Of course it didn't. They're flipping a coin here. You know it and I know it. They're making it up as they go. And we're all trying to do the best we can. I shouldn't share this with you probably. It's very personal, but I'm going to share it with you. You know, my side gig or something I love to do on the side is either go to the theater or participate. And I've performed in theater for my whole life. And there's a production coming up that they've asked me to consider wearing a mask during the production. And that's just, I just can't even imagine being on stage, delivering lines, singing. How do you sing with a mask on? What about a plastic face shield? And these poor folks are just trying to get the show going. I've got a lot of friends at work in New York in theater, and they've got very strict protocols. But believe me, none of these Broadway shows that are opening, and they're packed theaters right now, Hamilton and Wicked and Hadestown and Waitress, All these shows are on right now. Moulin Rouge opens this Friday, reopens, big hit on Broadway. Those actors aren't wearing masks on stage. The audience has to be masked. The audience has to show proof of vaccination. Now, where this production is scheduled this fall, a proof of vaccination is not going to fly. And this theater company is doing its best. They're struggling, and I don't blame them, and I don't want to hurt. I want to support them. I love these guys. I love this theater where they've asked me to do this production. Can you imagine me standing on stage in a costume, mic'd up, to perform in a big musical with a mask on? Come on, you know? And I get it. They have to be very sensitive to kids that are in the production. So they're talking about, well, maybe we just vaccinate, or maybe we just have kids 12 and older in the production. And of course, if you're 12 or older, you can be vaccinated. Although Pfizer is now saying kids 5 to 11 are safe to be vaccinated. So maybe that'll change by then. But I wonder if they're going to consider a vaccine mandate for all the actors and the people, you know, backstage crew and everything else. You don't want an outbreak. These are tough questions. And everybody's trying. I talked over the weekend to these folks that run this theater, and they're just doing the best they can with what we're up against. It's tough. This is a tough time. But I will admit, going to the theater last week, I've seen 4 or 5 shows already. Fully masked the whole time. Everybody's got to show their vaccination proof at the door. And to be honest with you, that may not be everybody's cup of tea. It really isn't that big a deal. To me, anyway. Just like it's not that big a deal to wear a mask on an airplane. But then again, to have it mandated just feels so anti, it just feels un-American to mandate these kinds of things. And again, I keep going back to Israel, 80% vaccination rate, and they're struggling. How could they be struggling with an 80% vaccination rate? Jake, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. How you doing, Jake?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. I just kind of narrowed it down to, or my COVID argument down to 2 points.
Okay.
Again, it goes to your point you made before, where how can somebody tell me with a straight face that they can, they know exactly when I need a booster, whether it be 4 months, 6 months.
Right.
I'm
or 8 months.
I'm not a scientist, right? Yeah. That it's going to be based on an antibody test. But then in the same breath, they can tell me that the antibody test doesn't work. It's not accurate enough for natural immunity to determine the amount of antibodies you have for natural immunity.
What about the natural immunity? They never bring that up. They never, ever talk about that. It's like it doesn't exist.
Well, my second point, I think, goes to this, and you can, you know, make of it what you will. But Pfizer has record-setting revenue for any medicine of all time in a single calendar year.
Oh, yeah.
On this.
Billions of dollars worth.
And I think the PR and marketing from Pfizer and Moderna and the CDC all need to be investigated heavily, because I think it's an incestuous relationship.
Yep. That's a fair point. I mean, I wonder how many, think of the billions and billions and billions of dollars that the big pharmaceuticals are getting. It's a good question. Let me just go back to this thing, because I'm really struggling, and I'm torn by this. Do you think I ought to wear a face shield on stage? You think I ought to perform in a big musical with a face shield? I feel like I have an obligation to help this theater, and I want to be a part of the show, and I love the show. I love the role. I've played the role many times. I'd like to get back to some kind of normalcy. Is that what normalcy is going to have to be? 30 people up on stage all wearing face shields? One of the folks at the theater yesterday told me, you know, it really doesn't look that bad. We've done it. We've tried it a little bit, and it doesn't look that bad to have face shield. What, on stage? Singing with a shield over your face? Aren't you supposed to go to the theater to escape? I mean, granted, all of us in the theater were sitting there shoulder to shoulder, elbow to elbow, enjoying Hamilton and enjoying these shows, Wicked. We're in masks, but I don't think we want to look up at the actors in masks. Am I being oversensitive to that? Is that something I ought to be a part of? Again, this is a community, a theater company that I really, really love. Tracy, let's see if we can get people who are reacting to the mask question on stage. Just real quick, and then we're going to check in with Mike Rakeman at Fellowship Home Loans. We'll take more of your calls. 800-655-MIKE. Here's Scott. Hey, Scott, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for what you're doing. I really do appreciate it. The bottom line is you're 100% right. You have the right to choose at the end of the day.
Right.
And for you to say that it's no big deal for you, that's great because, again, it is your right. But it should be an even bigger concern. I'm a former military vet with a top secret security clearance for many, many years. Mm-hmm. This is not about the virus. The virus is absolutely real. The virus should concern a large percentage of folks.
Right.
There's an even larger percentage of folks who it shouldn't concern. Here's just a couple of facts that anybody can find if they go out and research. Don't listen to the mainstream media. Do your own research. From 2012 until 2020-21, we averaged in the United States between 30 and 45 million cases of flu every year. All of a sudden, we're down to just under 2,000. Now, certain groups of people will say that's because we masked up and we social distance. Well, then if we did that, why are COVID cases going up?
Well, I guess the argument to that would be the Delta variant and COVID is a heck of a lot more transmissible than flu.
Okay, now here's the other side of that. If we got the shot and we're wearing our masks, why can people still spread it?
Right.
Why can people still catch it?
Right. Well, they say that the vaccine doesn't prevent the spread necessarily. If you're all these breakthrough cases we're seeing left and right, you got people. But these are reasonable questions. And I get it. I really do. Let me just quickly get Lisa in here and talking about going to the theater, going to a movie, wearing a mask inside a theater. Hey, Lisa, what do you think?
Hi, Mike. Well, okay, first of all, I'm not sure if this is a theater that's also in New York and why your theater would say you need a mask, but the other theaters don't.
No, this theater is not in New York. This theater is in a different state. Okay. This is a theater in the South.
Okay. Well, and even that, you know, I live here in Texas, and we don't have to wear a mask anywhere we go except our doctor's offices. But when you are performing, as you know, it is such a workout. It is literally like exercising
right
up there, especially if you're singing. And I think a mask, a face shield or a mask, will do more harm than protection because you have carbon dioxide, you know, and just all that exhaling and stuff and sweating and the germs and bacteria in that, you know.
I cannot imagine performing with a shield or a mask on, Lisa. I just can't.
There's just no way.
I don't think there's any way to do that. And there's got to be another way. There's got to be a way to do robust. And I promise, I'm not going to spend a lot of your time on this because this is a personal thing. I mean, I'll tell you how it plays out. We're supposed to have a meeting, I think, this week and talk about it. I mean, I just feel terrible. They're already selling tickets, and it's going to be it's a beautiful new theater. I just hate this. And if the vaccine mandate that Biden is using with OSHA is in place, if that's really the case where it's either mandatory vaccines or testing, what about testing? You can go get that Bimax Now test from CVS for $25 and you'll know in 15 minutes. Can't robust testing be part of this process? I don't know. I'll keep you posted. There's a lot more coming up, including I'm in the middle of a refi with Fellowship Home Loans. What a breeze this has been. I'd like to check in because this applies to everybody. You need to know about the Biden economy. You need to know about interest rates. My chat with Mike Rakeman from Fellowship coming up.
Email the show, mike@mikeonline.com.
Too much, too little, too late to lie again with you. Too much, too little, too late to try again with you.
latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
When I tell you how much I appreciate Fellowship Home Loans, it's not just a sales pitch. I'm a customer. I really do appreciate these guys. Mike Rakeman's branch manager for Fellowship Home Loans. We check in with Mike and Brian regularly. Mike, I'm in the middle of a refi, as you probably have heard. I mean, my gosh, 6.375%. You guys got it down to 3%. These interest rates are still at rock bottom. Not going to stay that way very long, my friend.
No, they definitely won't. Who knows how long that's going to last for so many things that are just so unpredictable. And, you know, I was listening to the show where you're talking about now, you know, people performing, having to wear masks in the theater. And I don't know if you heard in New York, but the new governor now said that, my son is in pre-K. And
right.
My daughter's, you know, middle school and elementary school, they're wearing masks. But now all kids 2 years of age and older have to wear masks. So, God bless those teachers trying to keep masks on three-year-olds in daycare.
I know. There's a video that went viral, the two-year-old trying to put his mask on. His mom kept putting the mask on. He kept taking it off. Mike, we spent a lot of time talking about the tax hikes, the Biden tax hikes. People are flocking from Democrat states. I moved out and came to Florida. People are going to Texas, going to Florida. Is there going to be a housing boom there?
I could see it. I mean, even with this crazy stuff with the masks in New York, but New York State income tax was always at, you know, about 9%, 9.9%, depending on your tax bracket. Now bonus and commission income can be taxed up to 13% in New York State. With this new federal tax plan coming out that could raise your income taxes by 11%. I mean, Mike, in some tax brackets in New York, you could be paying 60, 62% of your income back to the government. Let's see, you know, I could see people flocking out here. Californians, maybe to Texas. New Yorkers down to Florida. That seems to be the kind of move there. And I could see it, you know, certain areas that, you know, you save yourself a ton of money. And why not now? Well, interest rates are still, you know, extremely low. And if you're selling in New York, you're selling high. So the risk of buying high, you know, is taken out by that.
This is why you got to turn to Fellowship Home Loans. These are our kind of people. I'm in the middle of a refi. You could put a lot of cash back in your pocket. Check out your interest rate. Make that phone call. Get the ball rolling. Talk to Mike and Brian and their whole team at Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453, or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Take advantage of these extremely low rates and a great company, Fellowship Home Loans. Mike, keep fighting the good fight, my friend.
You too. Thanks so much for having me, Mike. Talk to you soon.
And thanks to the team, to Tracy, Yuri, Eric, Derek, Joey, Sean. And thank you for being a part of our Monday episode. Let's do it again tomorrow. Don't forget the big event Thursday night in Tampa with Governor Ron DeSantis, yours truly, Larry Elder. Tickets are at theanswertampa.com. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.